Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We have to thank Matthew, great listener, who I guess he heard our distress call or just, I think, is this bit just to hook us up when we're doing like two-man shows like during the holidays? It's kind of his thing. It's kind of what he's known for. So, Matthew, thank you for the breakfast that he brought by. I think he even hooked up Mike Marr and Savannah, who's doing updates.
Very nice.
All had breakfast.
Very generous.
Thank you, Matthew. It's very nice of you.
Have a lot of great listeners out there.
It's fantastic. Love it.
What did you get on the holiday show? Did you come home with anything of the gifts?
The gifts I got?
I'll be honest. I think when we did the spin the wheel bit.
Yeah. I don't think I got a lot. To be honest.
The only thing that I remember that I got.
Oh, you know what I did?
I got bleach.
I'll tell you what I got.
I got bleach cakes.
You got bleach?
You don't remember that?
Clorox bleach?
No.
Oh, bleach.
It was like grooming bleach.
For your nether regions.
I didn't bring that home.
Okay.
And that was from our guy.
Hold on. I think I have it here.
Oh, you have your gift.
I have my gift. Do you remember? You don't remember my gift?
I do not. I was the only one that blew over the legal limit this year.
I know. I was a little bit disappointed with my final tally.
Were you like 0.06?
0.05 maybe. That's a little light. I'm going to try to go a bit harder next year. There's always, you got to have goals, JP. Resolutions.
You do.
I mean, we're on the precipice of a brand new year here. 2025 is right around the corner.
Remind me, I think next year we're each going to come up with our top five sports moments list because Mike Marr came in all fired up I forgot to include the UFC top moment.
I'll guarantee the listeners this. My top five sports moments for 2025.
Baseball.
There will not be one mention of baseball on my top five. I'm pretty sure. Unless like the Nats win the World Series. If the Nats win the World Series, it'll make my top five.
What if Shohei Ohtani hit 100 home runs?
I don't care. I mean, it won't move me to put him and his 100 home runs on the list. By the way, speaking of getting a bunch of home runs, on sadder news, obviously, Jimmy Carter passed away a couple years ago. What a run. He made it to 100. Now, he wasn't looking great in the last couple of years, but he was hanging on, so good for him. Great run. I saw a graphic that said that he basically lived during, he saw Babe Ruth play, and he also lived during Hawk to a Girl. That's a pretty expansive chunk of time that you
yes,
live.
It is.
If you saw the Sultan of SWAT hitting homers, you know, and you also lived through
Haley Hulk, Welch,
yeah, the Sultan of Tua. The Sultan of other.
Yeah.
Not SWAT.
Right.
But
yeah. I mean,
starts with S and ends with T.
That's a pretty good run by former President Carter.
I mean, impressive. I'm not shocked. We had a woman yesterday who calls into the show who watched Sammy Ball.
Yeah. She's 86, and I hope I'm that lucid.
And she's with it.
I'd love to be that lucid when I'm 86
She's
years
more
old.
With it than us because I don't remember her name. I'm terrible.
Yeah. Oh.
I feel like started with an A. So what was the gift?
Here's the gift.
A piece of paper?
It is a piece of paper. It's like an OnlyFans gift card.
Oh, that's
written
right.
Written on a piece of paper.
I remember.
Now, I haven't used it yet.
Right.
But,
right. You haven't used it.
We have access to... So
hold up. Let me see how
he didn't even... Fans, I've got
he did
it
a
right
terrible...
Here.
His presentation is terrible there.
I mean, it's not... I mean, he's not writing it in calligraphy, but it's good enough.
He didn't even type it.
It's good enough that you can read it.
Pretty good handwriting, though.
Yeah, so this was one of the few gifts that I came home with from MGM.
I don't think I came home with anything. But I got to thank Jim Van Stone, belatedly, I guess. He gave us Wizards hoodies.
He did. He came in, I think it was last week.
While I was on vacation a couple weeks ago.
Speaking of gifts, I mean, I will get to the EP. I think this segment.
It's okay, because it seems like Brian Robinson is checked out from our segment.
So I was walking down the hallway outside of the studio like half an hour ago, and there's a table in the hallway where like sometimes food is or like if people send mail or gifts, the table in the hallway. JP's always cleaning it up. There's a box addressed to Valdez. So Valdez is like, what's in the box? So...
You did your seven bit.
No, I didn't even do that bit because it's too hacky. It's too hacky to do the what's in the box bit. It's played out. So Valdez opens the box, and I guess the guy who sent it to him, he was kind of borderline begging for like an on-air unboxing.
Kevin from Kentucky sent me a Christmas gift. He wrote a very lovely note in it.
He did.
He's generous.
He said, you know, he appreciates what Drab and I do as producers. He tells me we're entertaining. He's a junkies and he's a bit season P1.
Right.
And then at the end of his note, or he said during the note, you know, I saw this and I immediately thought of Valdez.
Right.
And he goes, sorry, Drab, but you know, if I stumble across something that looks like it would be great for you, I'll get it. And then wished us happy holidays.
So he saw this thing and he's like, Valdez jumps to mind immediately. So I have to buy this item for him.
Can I guess?
JP.
There's no way I'm
just telling you this. Let me tell you this. As you're inhaling the breakfast, as you should, because it's delicious. You could sit in that seat from now until the year 3025. You could literally sit there.
There's no way I can guess.
You would be sitting there guessing for 1,000 years.
So why did he think of Valdez? I was just going to guess because he's in Kentucky.
Give me three guesses. If you guess the item, I'll just give you $100.
All right, Kentucky.
I'll give you $100.
I might be wrong on this.
Yeah.
Because I am not a big drinker.
Yeah.
Where do they make Jack Daniels?
Jack Daniels is from Tennessee.
Oh, it's Tennessee. Yeah, botched it. I was going to go with
But there's a lot of bourbon made in Kentucky.
Right, in that area. Obviously. So I was going to go with a bourbon that's infused by Old Bay.
I mean, that's not a horrible guess, but
something with Old Bay in it would have been, that's what came to mind.
Okay, so that's one. Give me two other guesses. Just give me two other guesses.
Yeah, right. I like in on this. 5,000 to one odds. JP gives me $1 if he doesn't get it right, and I'll give you 5,000 if you get it right.
So he's telling me?
You're getting $300 from me, and you got a $5,000 free roll right there.
But you have to give me $1 if you don't.
Okay, that's fine. Why would he?
This is the safest $5,000 ever.
Could you play like when kids say you're like when you play warmer?
You're frigid. You're on Antarctica.
So bourbon wasn't even close.
You're very cold.
Yeah, you and Santa are at the North Pole.
Right. So why would a listener who likes Bit Season and the Junkies, lives in Kentucky, why would he think of Valdez? All right.
Let me just tell you, what you're doing, you're trying to piece
out. I'm trying to be rational. It's an irrational.
And logical.
All right.
It literally makes no sense.
All right. He got Valdez a sex toy.
No, he didn't get that. No. All right. So you get all one right. more guess.
All right. I'm basically punting right now. You've told me it would take 1,000 years. He's got like a whatever bet I just made with him. 5,000 to 1.
5K to 1. I'm praying he gets it. I'm praying he somehow gets
it. How big is the box? Can you tell me how big the box was?
This long and about this high.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit bigger than a shoebox.
Yeah, that's a good description.
I'm so like tapped out. He got him a snow globe.
Snow globe.
That would make more sense than what he ultimately got.
So this makes absolutely no sense.
I mean, from what Valdez explained to me, and I mean, I think I know Valdez pretty well. We've known him for many, many years.
Now, the only clue you gave me was the size of a shoebox. Can you give me clues that are really close to it? And would I still not be able to guess it?
Okay.
You still wouldn't be able to guess it.
Really?
Okay. Here's a big clue. It's based, this gift was based on a pretty popular sports movie. I think that's a good clue.
I mean, there are so many different genres. Give me the sport.
Football.
All right, a football movie.
A football movie.
He sent a mini Rudy helmet.
Oh, man. You're so close. That's a great guess.
Really?
This guy, is it Kevin from Kentucky? He sent Valdez. Now, it looks nice. It's a beautiful jersey.
It's very nice.
Replacements or something like that?
A signed Notre Dame Rudy Rudiger.
Oh, I was butt close.
You're butt close. Now, you did get a movie hint, so that was a good dart throw by you.
I, Actually, this is genius. Because
have you
Kevin,
said that you love
no,
Rudy?
No, this, well, this is what I'm like. I'm just going through all 156 episodes of Bit Season in my head,
right.
And every Junkies episode that I've been involved with in the 15 years I've worked with you guys.
Yep.
I don't think I've mentioned the movie Rudy once.
I mean, I know we've talked about it as a show. We've definitely hit on Rudy over the years. Like, I'll be honest, the scene where he sacks the quarterback at the end and then that he gets carried off, it brings me creepers.
Of course.
It's a touching scene.
We've talked about it, though, scene. The one that gives me the creepers is when he finally gets in.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Because he keeps getting rejected.
Yeah, he's boo-hooing by the lake.
And yes. Like, yeah, and he opens it up and he reads it.
The one that gets me the creepers when he makes the sack and fat John Favreau up in the stands going, "Who's the wild man now?" That whole bit. That just
or when
gets
the guys hand in their jerseys. It's a good movie.
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
And the groundskeeper does his clap.
Yeah. Charles S. Dutton.
The Rock.
Yeah.
Or even
Rock.
A Rock.
He's
not The Rock.
Not The Rock. So, yeah, Valdez now the proud owner of a signed, and I would guess authenticated, green and gold Notre Dame jersey.
I don't think it's authentic. I mean, maybe the signature is, but it looks like a butcher jersey from China.
Keep slandering the butcher. Guy's just generous. Hey, and yeah,
this is the most Timu jersey you've ever seen in your life.
You got a Timu Rudy Rooter jersey.
Can you show it?
Yeah. One second.
I mean, now that it's been revealed,
that is hilarious.
Did you have a guess before you opened the box, Trab?
No, but I said, Valdez, don't open that on the air.
Right. You just said.
I said there's no chance
because you figure it's gonna be a dud.
Yeah. So whatever that is, it's gonna be a dud.
Yeah, but it's radio gold now. We turned it into solid content.
Well,
I think.
Can you play the Radio Insider?
Sure, I
drop?
Can do that. Yeah,
Radio Insider.
All right, this is Radio 101. Like, if we were ever professors,
right.
CK was a professor at like one of those schools of broadcasting.
I'm never gonna teach radio. I can tell you.
But
that
if
right
we
now.
Were, this is what happens when a guest who is supposed to be joining you weekly doesn't join you.
Right. Sometimes these things happen.
All right,
but
here,
what are
let
you
me
do.
Let me
you
read,
turn water into wine
right,
cakes.
Yes.
Hey, let me read the nice note that Kevin sent.
Okay.
Matt, I'm a Junks and Bit Season P1. I enjoy the entertainment you bring each day. I stumbled across this and thought of you. Tell Drab when I find something for him, I'll send it. You guys are excellent talent and not just producers. Hope you like it.
It's a very, very heartfelt, nice note. But, I mean, what is he going to stumble across for Drab? I can only imagine what he's going to send Drab.
Was it handwritten? Handwritten note?
I don't understand how he would think of Valdez when he sees a knockoff green Rudy jersey. Which might be his high school jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a jersey.
Look at that. Rudiger. Right on the back.
Signed by the Rudy Rudiger.
Yeah. How much does that signature cost?
I don't know.
$8?
He might have done it himself. I'm not going to lie.
You're wearing a forged butcher shop Rudy Rudiger.
The butcher shop.
If you had any type of talent or effort that Rudy did, you'd be all pro.
It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
We can't run that play. Rudy's not going to get in.
Remember when his dad...
Vince Vaughn throws the ball.
His dad finally goes...
Guy is all bitter.
His
dad
just summed up your entire career in one play.
You remember when his dad looks at the field for the first time?
Yeah. When Ned Beatty?
Yes.
He's like, you don't know what he says.
I think he says
it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. Or
these are the most
like
beautiful things my eyes have ever seen. Or and the older cranky son's like, come on, Dad, you old drunk, get up here in the stands.
Brothers. Don't you ever go easy on me like that. Don't treat me like your kid brother. I'm a lineman on Purdue.
Love that movie. You know what? You're channeling your inner Rudy right now. You won't get up on the chair and do the... We're going to run.
I didn't give that speech in elementary school?
You gave that speech?
As a kid, I loved Notre Dame. I was a good Catholic boy.
Yeah?
And I loved Rudy.
You do love a ton of schools.
I said as a little kid.
I know, but...
I was 8 years old.
Yeah. Go give him the Gipper speech.
We're going to go inside of him. We're going to get outside of him. We'll get him on the run. We're going to keep it on the run. We're going to go. We're not going to stop until we cross that goal line. Today is the day. We're going to win. What do you say, men? They can't lick us.
Yeah.
You know who didn't like Notre Dame? Cakes' his dad.
My dad.
I still remember.
My dad was the time ultimate underdog.
EB and I go over to Cakes' house to watch, I don't know, some bowl game. And your dad walks downstairs, right, watching us watch Notre Dame, and he just gets into like a mad dog like rant.
Well, it's probably like when it's probably
they get all the calls. We're 12 years old or 13 years old or something. Your dad actually should have done sports radio. Well, he would have been excellent at it.
He would have been angry sometimes, no doubt. No doubt about that. So look.
No, I can do it, coach. I can do it. Oh, yeah?
Love the Rudy role play.
Once again, water into wine. Yes. Thank you, Brian Robinson.
Thank you, Brian Robinson. Thank you, Kevin from Kentucky. It is a heartfelt gift.
And don't sip on Matthew.
It doesn't make any sense, but it was heartfelt, and we made a good bit out of it. So it
again, don't sip on Matthew for bringing us the food.
Yeah, Matthew.
I pulled an EB and ate during the segment.
We appreciate that, Matthew. That was well done. Speaking of EB, we'll do the entertainment page next. He won't do it. I will do it. So Cakes' entertainment page. We'll do that next here on The Fan.